But today, Bitu was intrigued, and he kept moving closer to find out what was going on. He came right up to the side of the building, and rising up on his rear paws, he could almost peek in through the open window. Inside was an office. It had a beaten earth floor and was sparsely furnished. Just a single dark wooden desk, two chairs, one on each side where the two guards, dressed in their standard-issue khaki uniforms, sat talking. In one corner stood an old grey metal four-drawer filing cabinet, and beside it a little wickerwork side table with a slightly battered electric kettle, two mugs, a few tins, and bottles all neatly grouped together on one side. The dark wooden desk was almost entirely covered with bundles of official-looking yellowing papers, all tied up with little red ribbons in the old-fashioned way that some law firms still do. In one corner, Bitu could see an old black Bakelite phone with a silver dial, and pinned up on the wall at the far side of the room was a large, faded, hand-traced map. Written in bold felt-tip pen, right across the top, was the heading, Tigeropolis, Tiger Sightings, Last 5 Years. To the right of the map was a chaotic collection of little black and amber striped flags, all set up on...